bless you as we go on the air in the name of Jesus.
Radio.
Father God, we thank you, we bless you as we come into the very presence of the power of the Holy Spirit, Father God, for all those who are in need of prayer. Father God, we declare that even as we come into the service, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the mind and the heart of every individual that will join us on tonight. And we declare by the word of God and by the power of the Spirit, Father God, even as we begin to declare that which you have given us unto the kingdom of God. And Father God, I ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as I begin to lift up my mother, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and all my sisters and brothers. And Father God, even in the midst of what seemed to be a gloomy situation, Father God, we declare that you are moved by the precious power of your Spirit. And Father God, I'm asking you to anchor us, Father God, as a family in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, even as we come together to be as one, Father God, to center ourselves around the woman of God, Father God, who seemed to be going to what we call a tedious journey. Father God, we knock down every soothsaying spirit, every form and every fashion of the enemy. And we declare by the purpose and the power of the Holy Spirit, even as we begin to lift you up, Father God, we ask you, Father God, to draw us into your kingdom, Father God, that we may receive the engrafted word that comes from the kingdom of God, and knowing through you, Father God, that everything and all things are possible. Father God, we break every glass ceiling, every stronghold, Father God, every demonic force, Father God, and every demonic tongue, Father God, that ever try to come in and stop that which you have given us according to the kingdom of God. And Father God, even as I declare the word, Father God, I'm asking you to touch my heart, Father God, as I begin to connect with you, Father God, as being a conduit and from the kingdom of God. And I pray on behalf of every individual, Father God, who may be going through a discrepancy in their life. And Father God, even as I raise up the woman of God, Father God, I'm sending forth the Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I command according to the precious power of the Holy Ghost that I send forth the word like a power of a ray, Father God, like a beam, Father God, and touch that woman of God right where she lays, Father God. I'm asking you to send forth your spirit, Father God, send forth your angels, Father God, as they begin to surround this woman of God in the name of Jesus. Father God, let the power of the Spirit begin to move up and down and all around in her room, Father God. Let her be surrounded by the very hedge of protection that you put on her, Father God. Not a command by the word of God. And I believe that everything in her body's got to line up according to the Spirit. Father God, I loose, Father God, and I command and I declare according to the authority, Father God, that you have given unto me according to Romans 4:17. Father God, I call things to be not what they were, Father God. I break every shackle, Father God. I break every glass ceiling. I loose every word. I lay the axe to every cherubim, every imp, and every soothsaying spirit to try to come in and stop that which you have given this woman, God, and her life to be, Father God. I command according to the authority of the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit that we release the very morning, Father God, the speaking of the very power of the Spirit, Father God, that she may receive the healing in her body, Father God, that you so desired for to have before the foundations of the world. Father God, I command under the authority of the precious power of the Holy Spirit, I lay the axe to every demonic force and every demon force, every negative word and every foul thing, Father God, may try to engulf her body, what you had designed it to be before you made her, Father God. According to your word, Father God, when she was knitted together in her mother's womb, Father God, you designed her to be a very prophet before the nation, a healing woman of God, to be able to go forth and do all that you commanded her to do, Father God. And even if she lies, Father God, in the midst of what seems to be a helpless situation, Father God, I'm asking you to move, Father God. Strike the fire. Let the precious power of your Spirit begin to move in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I'm asking you, Father God, by the whirlwind of the precious power of the Holy Spirit, Father God, stir up the gift that's inside this woman of God. And she began to come to have the very senses that she needs, Father God, that even they say she's going in and out, Father God, she may be reacting not to what you say to her, what you called her to be, Father God, but through the senses in the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit, Father God, I command according to the word of God that she be touched, Father God, by the healing source that you provided for her, Father God, as being a woman of God. And Father God, not only did you heal the woman of God, Father God, I'm asking you to look over every one of my sisters and brothers, Father God, whatever it may be that's in a household, whatever it may be that's in a body, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command, Father God, by the word, Father God, that it's got to be loose, Father God. It's got to come under the subject of the precious power of the Holy Spirit. Father God, I command in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I send forth the authoritative word that even as you begin to speak over in the book of Numbers 23:19-21, Father God, you said you're not a God that you should lie, you're not a son of any man that you should have to repent. Father God, you've been given a command to bless us, and you said you cannot reverse it. I declare by the word of God, according to the book of Isaiah 55:11, that every word that speaks either out of your mouth has got to go forth. You said you're not a God, Father God, that you should lie, you're not a son of any man that you should have to repent. But you have given a command, Father God, according to Genesis 1 and 26. You gave us supremacy, Father God, rule and reign over every crippling demon, every crippling disease, Father God, that even when you called all of your men and women to God over in Matthew 15, Father God, you said you had compassion upon them as you began to heal them from every sickness and disease, Father God. You are God of authority. You are God of power. You are God of grace and you are God of mercy, Father God. I have seen your work, Father God. I have read about the power that you have done in the years to come, Father God, that even when you touched a woman who had an issue in the body which seemed to be a problem with the blood, Father God, even when you touched a man of God's eyes, Father God, when he was able to see, Father God, your hand to go wash in the pool of Siloam, Father God, you're healing eyes even today, Father God, you're healing thyroids, you're healing every heart condition that may be in the body of any individual that you created in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I command under the authority of the present power of the Holy Spirit, Father God, the same miracles you perform in the days of Elijah, Father God, through that prophet, Father God, you perform the day that I begin to speak according to the grace that you pronounced upon my life, Father God, that I step up the word, Father God, like the soaring of an eagle, Father God, like a blazing of the power of fire, Father God, and you begin to touch in ways that you never touched, Father God. I'm asking you to loose in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to convict. I'm asking you to arrest. I'm asking you to shut down every foul and every negative spirit that's not like God. I command that every marriage has got to line up according to the grace and the power according to your commandment, Father God. You declare that whatever you put together, Father God, let no man put asunder, Father God. I command that the husband has got to line up according to the command, Father God. I command that the woman of God has got to line up according to the command, Father God, under the oath that you brought them together to be as one, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, that you begin to touch every organ in everybody's body, Father God, whatever it may be, Father God, whether it be cancer, Father God, whether it be ovarian cancer, Father God, I'm talking about healing cancer in the name of Jesus, Father God, that when you step in, Father God, cancer's got to walk up out the door, Father God. I'm talking about healing hearts in the name of Jesus, Father God. You wrote and rooted it through the name of Jesus, Father God, and you touch every heart, Father God, that whatever may be blocking, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you begin to loose according to the precious power of your Holy Spirit. Father God, I'm asking you to move according to the authority. I'm asking you to move according to the grace. I believe, Father God, there's now no weapon formed against any man of God who trusts in you, Father God, that you said according to your word, Father God, if we begin to seek you first, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, you will continue to do just as you said in the word, Father God, in Psalms 84:11, Father God, that there's nothing you would hold from those, Father God. You said you are God of the omnipotency, Father God. You're God of power, Father God. Your word rules and reigns, and it convicts and it arrests, Father God. Your word decreed according to the book of Ephesians 1 and 21, Father God. You said, Father, of all princes of power and dominion, not only named in this world, Father God, but everything that is to come, Father God, help the Holy Ghost in this man of God. As I begin to pray and lift up my voice according to the word of God like a trumpet, Father God, and being in a crowd in despair, Father God, that you begin to look over your people, Father God, touch my very friends, Father God, touch the very intercessional team that's a part of this harvest, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, as we begin to go out, Father God, and begin to lay the hands on those who are sick and needed, Father God, all those who are trapped in negative situations, Father God, whatever it may be in their bodies, Father God, I'm asking you to move according to your authority, according to your power, according to your grace, Father God. I'm asking you to heal this ministry, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as you begin to expand it, Father God, throughout all the regions, Father God. Let the word begin to reign and let begin to rule in the name of Jesus. That every word, Father God, on the mountaintop to be able to shout and declare and decree, Father God, that you're a mountain mover, Father God. You're a fire burner, Father God, and you're a hammer smasher, Father God. I'm asking you to touch, Father God, in every name and every disease, Father God, that ever try to come in the life of every individual. I'm asking you to loose it in the name of Jesus, Father God. I'm asking you to go into the very hospitals, up and down the corridors, Father God, whatever it be, may a person is dealing with, whatever the last part of their life, Father God, I'm asking you to restore in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to give them the very IDs that they need through the Holy Ghost, Father God, that you will pump the very fluid into their bodies, that they may continue to move and be able to speak and know that you're God and beside you, there's no other, Father God. Show them the very presence and the power of your kingdom, Father God, that you're a God of authority, and you're a God of power, you're a God of grace, and you're a God of mercy, Father God. I'm asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to look over your people right now in the name of Jesus. Let your word begin to rule and let it begin to reign. Let it begin to touch everywhere, Father God, that seems to be a discrepancy in the bodies of every individual in the name of Jesus, Father God. I'm asking you, Father God, by the authority and the power of the precious spirit of the Holy Ghost, Father God, that you begin to make a way out of no way, Father God, that you begin to flood the very earth with the power of your word, Father God, that whosoever will, Father God, that they may come to you, Father God, in a time of need, Father God. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you're a God, that you never lie, and you're not a son of any man that you would have to repent, Father God. I believe in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you begin to speak out, Father God, and we begin to mourn, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and begin to call on your name, Father God, that even in the midst of our secrecy, Father God, we begin to trust and believe and know that you're God, and beside you there's no other, Father God, that no weapon designed to form or engineered against your people should prosper, Father God, that even as the word come to me today, Father God, even at my doorstep, Father God, by the young child, Father God, who was in what we call a T-bone accident, Father God, they declared by the word of God that the hemorrhages in the baby's head will not stop hemorrhaging, Father God. But your word is declared and decreed, Father God, that you said suffer every one of the young children to come unto you, Father God, and forbid them in the kingdom of God, Father God. I'm asking you to touch that young child, Father God, whatever may be the discrepancy, Father God, in what you designed and created that young baby to be, Father God. Don't let the life get cut short, Father God, but let her live in the name of Jesus, Father God, that even when she was born in the wounds of her mother, Father God, you gave her a gift, Father God, that she may be to the nation, Father God, that she may go out and be a very witness so what you called her to be, Father God. I'm asking you to give the young child a testimony, Father God, and all the witnesses all around and seen the very event that's taking place in her life, Father God, that she will grow up, Father God, and begin to be the testimony about when she laid in the hospital, Father God, and no one seemed to think that she's going to live, Father God, but you sent the angel in the middle of the night, and you was a wheel in the middle of the wheel, and you begin to heal that young child in the name of Jesus, Father God, that even in the midst of that accident, Father God, they said the mother had a problem, Father God, with a broken pelvis, Father God, but I believe in the name of Jesus, huh, that you are healing, God. If you did it for blind Barnum and Bayless, Father God, if you did it for the 10 lepers, huh, if you did it for Jairus' daughter right in the midst of what seemed to be a dead situation, Father God, you will continue to move in the name of Jesus, Father God. In the name of the Most High God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I'm asking you, Father God, for this household, Father God. Put the four angels in every corner, Father God, and whatever it may be that's going in the lives of every individual, Father God, I'm asking you to protect them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I'm asking you to step in, Father God, when it seems like they've done all that they know how to do, Father God, whether it be in the area of finances, Father God, whether it be in the area of the marriage, Father God, whether it be in that child that's going disobedient, Father God, and going astray, Father God, I'm asking you to put a hook in head in the name of Jesus, that that praying mother, Father God, will reach out to that child who's out there in the streets, Father God, and don't know when the angel, when the death angel's going to come, Father God, but you have declared by your word, Father God, through the prayers of the woman of God, you put a hand around them in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I command that your word, Father God, according to the book of Isaiah, Father God, 55:8-10, Father God, that your thoughts and our thoughts, your ways and our ways, are Father, from the heavens, from the earth, Father God. I'm asking you to rule. I'm asking you to reign. I'm asking you to touch us, Father God, that you will begin to move in such a way that no man can understand, Father God. Be a miracle God on this night, Father God. Look over my young brother, Father God, down there in Saginaw, Michigan, Father God, that even when you think about the very conditions that you have in his body, Father God, you are more able to do all that you said you're going to do, Father God. Sift up your healing angel, Father God. You don't have to send a legion, Father God.
Send forth that one, Father God, to touch him in the middle of the night, Father God, when he rises up, Father God, and his body will begin to feel brand new, Father God. The words that come from my woman of God, that she said that she feeling, Father God, that there's a miracle moving in the wind, Father God, that the power of the Spirit is moving by the water, Father God, as we begin to plant ourselves by the rivers of water, Father God, that you may bring forth the fruit in all seasons, Father God, that even when it seems like we're going through the shadows of the valley of death, we will fear no evil, but your rod and your staff will comfort us in the midst of what seems to be a dilemma situation, Father God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, when it seems like I've prayed, Father God, and I don't know how to pray no more, Father God, ship me into a new gear, Father God. Let me intercede, Father God, and let me go in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let me mourn, Father God. Let me wail in the name of Jesus. And call out right now by the power of your Spirit that you begin to declare and decree, Father God, that the Holy Ghost is now in full effect, Father God. And if there's a need of anybody on the line, Father God, I'm asking you to let them touch the mic. Let them touch the very phone, Father God, that they may be healed, whatever discrepancy may be in their body, Father God. You said in your word, Father God, that it seems like when we go into what seems to be a shadow of the valley of death, we will fear no evil, Father God. You declared in your word, Father God, that even those who come against us, Father God, you say, fret not thyself because of the evil doer, nor because of the words of the iniquity, Father God, that they will soon pass away, Father God, like the withering grass, Father God. I don't need, Father God, the accolades of man to push me up to what you put in my life, Father God, because I'm under the authority and I'm a slave of the power of the Holy Spirit. Just like the word of God came to the Apostle Paul in the book of Ephesians, I am a prisoner, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm commanded to do what you commanded me to do, Father God, to not fall to the left or fall to the right. But I declare by the word of God and by the power of the Spirit that even as it began to come into my mind and my heart, I'm actually looking over my sister, Father God, that even in the midst of what seemed to be a problem in her knees, Father God, in the joints of her body, Father God, I'm asking to ease the pain in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to do a surgery on her, Father God, that no physical man can do in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm asking you to give a whole body healing in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to move according to your authority in the name of Jesus, Father God. It still seems like, Father God, I have prayed all that I know how to pray, but I know you're able, Father God, to do all that you said you're going to do according to your plan and the purpose you designed in the lives of every individual which you created out of your own image, Father God. You said in your word, Father God, counting out robbery to be just like you, Father God. But I command in the name of Jesus, Father God, that greater than he that's in you, that he that's in the world, Father God, make a way out of no way, Father God. Begin to move in this household. Begin to move in every household around the world, Father God, to call on you, Father God, in a time of need, Father God. You said in your word, Father God, in Psalm 46, that you are very present help in a very present time of need. And I declare by the word of God and by the power of the Spirit, Father God, that you begin to sit your word in the lives of every individual. I said sick it, Father God, that they may know and understand that you are God of authority, a God of power, a God of miracles, a God of all that a man may need according to his mind, Father God. You said that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing come by the word of God. I pray that they hear this word tonight, Father God, as I begin to pray, Father God. And I begin to thank you, Father God, for every negative thing that ever happened in my life, because it shaped me and molded me for whatever I'm going through today, Father God. Even as you begin to raise this ministry of leaps and bounds, I ask you to bless all my prayer partners, Father God, all the givers, Father God, who have gave and helped this ministry to move forward, Father God, all the men of God who seem to be sons and daughters under this ministry, Father God, and being obedient to the authority and the power. Don't let them slip to the left or to the right. But let them understand and realize, Father God, as a command, Father God, that they should continue to honor, Father God, that when you put me in authority to be in their life, Father God, to rule them and reign them and help them, Father God, in the way they should go, Father God. Not according to my will, but according to your will, Father God. And everything you ever given me, Father God, according to the kingdom of God, comes straight through you, Father God. And I thank you for your power and presence of your Holy Spirit. And Father God, I believe in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that it's always Yellow Bahanda de Basata, Coco Lobo, Sede Vedela, Banda de la Banda de Socondanda, In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Most High God, I thank you, Father God. I thank you for my strength. I thank you for my health. I thank you for my mother. I thank you for my sisters and brothers. I thank you for all those who are in a part of this ministry, Father God, and helping to move with leaps and bounds. I'm asking you to head the woman of God. The woman of God of this house, Father God, that as you begin to protect her, Father God, in every part of her life, I'm asking you to let her begin to rule and reign, to let her begin to touch the mind and heart of every other woman that seems to be going through discrepancies in their life, that she be that mentorship that you continue to call her to be. And Father God, as you raise a young woman of God, my daughter, Father God, let her hear the very power and the presence of her father, Father God, the voice of the echo in her spirit as she grows older, Father God. And then that she moves into holy matrimony, Father God, I declare by the word of God that you put a great man in her life. Not just any man, but a great man. Will look after her and take care of her, Father God, and all of the children that you have prepared for her to have. Father God, thank you in the name of Jesus. She don't go astray, but according to the precious power of the Holy Spirit, you have already designed and declared that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that even as I pray, Father God, that even as I begin to lift up my voice like a trumpet, I declare by your word and by your spirit, Father God, that there's no weapon designed, no weapon formed, and no weapon created against that what you have done for your son in the name of Jesus. I command this word to be done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray, Lord, amen.